You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are joined by Ira Shapiro, Chairman and Chief Executive Officer of the Code Smart Group Incorporated, a premier national subject matter expert for ICD-10 education and compliance in the United States. Its product, Code Smart University, is an online program of study for existing coders, new coders, clinicians, and healthcare roles of all types. Mr. Shapiro has been a successful entrepreneur within the healthcare industry and has been responsible for developing two other new startup companies, as well as helping major healthcare organizations build their success. Mr. Shapiro, certainly a privilege to have you a part of Enterprise Radio this afternoon.
Well, thank you very much, Eric. Great to be here today.
Thank you. So first of all, let's start with, if you would, tell us about Code Smart Group and what you exactly do and how you got started.
Well, sure. So I've been in the healthcare space for almost 25 years now, and we're going through one of the industry's largest changes in its history in healthcare. We're going to a whole new coding set from ICD-9, today's system, to ICD-10, tomorrow's system. So our company was created to really address the educational needs of the 15 million or so people that have to be retrained in the industry to transition to this 10 financial reimbursement system. But also, we provide outsourced coding to help fill the gaps in talent that there will be in the industry. So we're leaders. We have the lead solution by the industry, as ranked by the industry, in ICD-10 education and outsourced coding, and we also provide the ICD-10 transition consulting services to hospitals and physician practices and other provider organizations. So we've built a very talented organization that has become sort of a lead brand in this ICD-10 space.
Mr. Shapiro, I recently read an op-ed that you had written which discussed how the Affordable Care Act will help create new jobs in the healthcare industry, especially with the shortage of coders, et cetera. Can you discuss that more and how ICD-10 is connected with all that as well?
ICD-10, actually, because it's so more specific and complex, productivity amongst coders and billers is going to drop by somewhere in the range of 50 to 60% is what happened in other countries when they were transitioning. Add to the fact that the average age of a coder is in the mid-50s, so we have an aging coder population, so we may lose a chunk of coders in the business. But also, because of the Affordable Care Act, there's 40 million or so new patients coming into the system. And so it's creating new charts that are going to have to be coded and billed for. So we could be looking at a couple hundred million extra new charts a year to be coded. So that's going to create a huge need, a huge vacuum in terms of talent for the healthcare industry as it relates to medical coders. We could be looking at a shortage of anywhere from 3 to 4 million new coders over the next few years. So it is expected that coding is going to be one of the leading and most fastest growing careers because of ICD-10 and the Affordable Care Act.
Can you also tell our audience what exactly coders do and why they are so important in the healthcare industry?
Sure, Eric, because coders are really the backbone of the financial reimbursement system in healthcare. They're the ones that actually take the clinician's notes and records and translate them into the medical code so that the physician practice or other healthcare provider could be reimbursed properly from a financial perspective. So if a coder makes a mistake on a medical code in the world of ICD-10, the provider will not get paid if it's incorrect. Their payment will be postponed until it is corrected. So it could have a significant impact on the cash flow of a physician practice or a hospital or other healthcare organizations. So medical coders are going to be very, very important cog in the wheel as we move forward in ICD-10, actually one of the most important people.
Now, you've been involved in the healthcare industry for a number of years, as you had mentioned, and successfully developed two new startup companies as well as healthcare organizations. What's the secret to your success, if you don't mind sharing, especially in the field of healthcare, which is changing every day?
Well, because it's changing every day, I think you have to be flexible and adaptable to the market. I think you have to be really creative and not be afraid to take risks, create new ideas, try new things. And you know, one thing you'll hear me talk about a lot during this conversation is surrounding yourself with really talented people, building the best possible management team. I think those are the keys to building a successful organization, because at the end of the day, people are what make the company successful.
Could you discuss Code Smart University, how that ties into your ICD-10 program and what job opportunities will be presented for folks that complete the program, especially for returning veterans and other people that are looking for work?
Sure. And so Code Smart University is today focused solely on ICD-10 programs. So we're addressing all the different needs caused by ICD-10, billers, coders, electronic health record technicians. So there are many opportunities when one comes through our program and many different career paths that one can take, because even if you take the medical coding curriculum, you can actually branch off and say, you know, I really liked anatomy and physiology and pharmacology. Maybe I want to go on to pre-med. Maybe I want to become a nurse. Maybe I want to become a medical technician. Maybe I want to stay and become a certified medical coder, because they make very good money. So there are many different career paths and opportunities one can take by going through our programs and learning the material that we have in our curriculums.
Today we're joined by Ira Shapiro, Chairman and Chief Executive Officer of the Code Smart Group Incorporated, a premier national subject matter expert for ICD-10 education and compliance within the United States, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, being a CEO yourself, what does it take to be an effective leader and CEO of such a company as yours?
Well, I see the CEO position as sort of like the chief talent officer. So I think, you know, obviously developing a sound strategy for the company, a roadmap to success, and really being able to build and utilize your talented team, you know, really rely upon the talent around you, keep calm under pressure, create a positive and dynamic work culture, which really emphasizes collaboration, team fun. You want an environment where people are challenged but also enjoy what they do. And I think creating the right kind of culture, building a great team, developing the right kind of strategy are all factors involved in building a successful company and being an effective leader.
What were some of the challenges that you did face in the early days, and how did you and your business overcome those? I'm sure that would be a big help to hear a little bit from that angle.
I think for us, because we wanted to build an online university, that's a big undertaking. So the first thing that we wanted to do was select the right partner who could help us develop the online university. And we wanted to look for someone, an organization that had experience. So we chose Florida International University, and that was a very critical choice for our success, to get us off to a fast start, because they are already in the education business and they really had access to the country's leading course designers. So you know, the creation of Code Smart University, sticking to a budget, making sure it was the best product in the industry within that budget, that was hard work. So we got great experts together to create it. We developed a good resource for financing it, and we built a good business plan around it, and was able to really have excellent project management in creating this university. Because, you know, you don't wake up one day and say, I'm going to build a university at a very high quality level unless you really understand what to do. So we were very fortunate that we aligned ourselves with the right kind of expertise, and so that was very helpful to us.
Without a doubt. Now, where do you hope to take Code Smart Group in the next few years, and where do you see the company growing into the future?
Well, you know, we hope to become the brand name in online healthcare education, become a full-service healthcare education company, expanding into other areas of study related to the needs in the healthcare market. As we move forward, you know, seeing where the jobs are and the job growth is, and reacting to that, being the top provider of outsourced coding talent and career placement in the healthcare revenue cycle space, and really being a provider of a full suite of solutions in coding and reimbursement, clinical documentation, all related to ICD-10. So really, at the end of the day, being recognized as the mark of quality for all things ICD-10 and medical coding as we move forward to the future.
And finally, from your expertise, what advice do you have for the listeners who may be considering starting their own business and becoming future entrepreneurs?
Remember one thing. People make the company. So build yourself a great management team. Hire the right people. Surround yourself with experts. Listen to them. Let them do their thing. Take the time to build a thorough business plan. Think through your projections carefully. Build a cohesive marketing plan. These are all things that really are the keys to building a good startup company, building your own business. Don't be afraid to fail and try new things. Failure's okay. Learn from your mistakes. Explore new ideas. Be creative. Be a first adopter in your space if you can. Think of things that will put you ahead of the curve. And first and foremost, I'll say it again, hire the right people. Surround yourself with smart people and great talent.
Well, certainly have appreciated your joining us and all the very helpful information on the topic as well. How about telling our listeners before you go where they can get more information about CodeSmart Group online?
You can go to www.codesmartgroup.com. Again, that's www.codesmartgroup.com. And if you're interested in learning about the online university we have, it's codesmartuniversity.org. Again, that's codesmartuniversity.org.
Very good. We appreciate that. He is Ira Shapiro, Chairman and Chief Executive Officer of the CodeSmart Group, Incorporated, a premier national subject matter expert for ICD-10 education and compliance within the United States. And the websites of reference is simply CodeSmartGroup.com as well as CodeSmartUniversity.org. Mr. Shapiro, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. Have a great day.
You too. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.